The second last weekend of Hong Kong's official summer holidays has taken a dangerous lurch towards the brink of deadly violence. Police fired live ammunition to ward off young protesters who'd threatened to beat them with sticks. Despite thick clouds of tear gas and the presence of water cannon, the pro-democracy demonstrators refused to yield, often gaining the upper hand against riot squads. Greg Jennett covered the night of new, bolder tactics in Hong Kong's Western Territories.
Yeah, protesters moving in from one side, police standing off at the other. Something is going to give, and very quickly.
Wet, warm, wild and thick with tear gas, we bore witness to the fact that something did give at Suan Wan last night, and it was every sense of self-preservation. Here, on the second last Sunday of Hong Kong's long summer holidays, all of a sudden, protesters were playing to a new rule book. Where once they retreated under fire, this night they advanced, crouched behind their barricades and defiant of all warnings, as thick plumes of acrid, vinegary tear gas engulfed them. More than that, the youthful core of urban civil warriors returned fire with petrol bombs. They confounded police, who faced with ineffective gas, rubber bullet and beanbag rounds, called in new robotic water cannon trucks. After witnessing a spray directed at plastic barricades, the crowd soon got the message and scattered. Crack riot squad police then fanned out through streets and alleyways to clear them. They sprinted into a high-speed charge to nab whoever they could catch and rounded up as many for arrest as they could get their hands on. Later, in ugly hand-to-hand combat, a single officer fired a live round into the air to halt the protesters. It worked, but the crack of cordite marked another moment in the steady loss of innocence of a population that's ploughed headlong towards a date with political destiny for almost 12 weeks now. When could that come and what might it look like? Well, clearly a form of armed intervention, military or paramilitary, at Beijing's instruction is the endgame. Now that's far from assured, but the fervour of the mob and its boldness in battle at Suan Wan mean it'll have captured Beijing's attention and drawn its ire once more, because an outnumbered police force here is being tested as never before. By a popular rebellion taking on a life of its own. In Hong Kong, this is Greg Jennett reporting for AM.